When do you think you were first fascinated by airplanes?
I would have been about 10. In fact, I was in a cotton field. There was a flight from Tulsa to Oklahoma City and back. They were DC-2s. That was a predecessor to the DC-3, and they didn't make very many of the DC-2s because they improved the design. And I looked up and I saw this thing, this DC-2. I thought, boy, that is really a pretty piece of equipment, you know. I watched it till it flew out of sight. And I think that was the first time I really got the urge to want to be a pilot, watching that piece of equipment. Of course, now they're real antiques, but at that time I was really impressed.
That's when the light bulb went on.
Yeah.
Did you witness barnstormers back then?
Oh, yes. They traveled all over the country, and they gave rides to people. They charged $5 for 15 minutes or 5 minutes or something like that. That's a lot of money back then. That was over a day's wages. Anyway, they traveled. They would come in and they would find a big flat field and land. And, of course, they would fly around the area first, and the curiosity seekers would come to look at the equipment. I was at Highway 99, and I saw the planes headed for a certain area, and I knew it was a big flat spot. So I knew they were going to land. I went over there, and they had a beautiful Beechcraft biplane. They also had a Ford trimotor. They said that about 11 o'clock, they would take off. They'd go up, and they would do a loop with this Ford trimotor. And I thought, boy, that doesn't look like it has that much performance. But they took off, and they got up to about 3,000 feet. The guy put this thing into a dive, and then he pulled it up and went up to the vertical and then just did a solid falling leaf to finish the loop. Well, it wasn't much of a loop, but I had to give him credit for having a lot of spunk to even try it in that Ford trimotor. The sides of this fuselage were corrugated aluminum. It looked like a piece of agricultural equipment more than an aircraft. But the Beechcraft was a beautiful airplane.
What day was your first plane ride?
Oh, yeah. It was at Cushing, Oklahoma. I can't remember what the date was, but it was in the summer of 46. I had turned 16, and I could get flight instruction. I had saved up my money, and my cousin lived in Drumright. I was visiting him. He says, you know, we can hitchhike over to Cushing, and you can get an instructional flight in a Piper Cub. And I said, okay. So we got over there, and I paid him, I think it's $15. They took me up, and he gave me some instruction, and I was doing stalls and so forth.
Your first plane ride?
First plane ride. And then my dad found out that I'd been flying. He said, that's ridiculous. He said, you're not going to waste your money taking flight instruction. So I didn't get to fly any until I joined the Air Force.
So that was quite a few years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And $15 was a lot of money. Where did you get that at 16?
Well, I was a janitor at the church, a Baptist church in Sand Springs. It was called Broadway Baptist Church, and it moved the church, but they still kept the same name. It was on Broadway.
All right. So you live in Oak Grove, and you moved to Cushing, and your dad was looking for work, teaching, of course. That's what made you move into Perkins.
That's correct.
You had a paper route there, isn't that true?
Yeah.